Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life, the radio ministry of Beacon of Hope in Clearwater, Florida. And we are very glad to have everyone with us today. My name is Jim Ellsbury. I'm the associate pastor today. Well, not today. I'm the associate pastor all the time. But I'm on the radio today hosting the show because Pastor Marcia, who normally hosts the show, is in Indiana for a wedding. It's the wedding of her granddaughter.
Yes, so she was so excited to be able to go up there.
I know.
I'm so happy that she was able to do it.
Yeah, and I'm, of course, here. Some of you who are regular listeners know the voice of Nan Watson, who's here in the studio with me.
Hi, glad to be here.
Hey, Nan, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Glad to hear that. So it's been a busy weekend, actually, for both Nan and I. I had family in. They left this morning, and then we had the dog groomer over as soon as my family left to groom the dog. So it's kind of a wild time. So, but
I had a great weekend. It was the breast cancer walk in Tampa, and my mother is a survivor of that, and so in honor of my mother, I went and spent time with her there all day. Not there all day, but throughout the day, and it was great. And then it's such beautiful weather here. I went eating establishment right across the parking lot here and had me some great french fries from there and iced tea and enjoy the weather and wrote some poems, and then we get to come here and do this. I'm really excited.
Amen. Me too. Well, we've got pretty good, I think, very interesting topic.
Yes.
Started it at church on Friday night, at our Friday night gathering, talking about different ways to, well, the two main ways to walk in the Spirit. And those of you who, again, who've listened for a while, you know, I love talking, like, looking at the Greek words and really digging into what they mean. And where I kind of want to start today is looking at those two different Greek words that normally are translated to walk, because they mean two separate things. They really do. They mean two separate things altogether. So we're going to look at those in a little while. But again, just want to welcome everybody.
Yes.
And I think we just need to start off with a prayer.
That's a good idea, I think.
Amen. Okay. Father, we give you glory and honor and praise. Just first of all, Lord, for technology, just for the technology to be able to get your word out around the world. We rejoice in that, Father. And Lord, we just surrender ourselves to you. We just yield ourselves to the moving of your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask that you would open our hearts to the moving of your Spirit, that you would open the ears of our listeners, Lord, just to hear your word, and not just hear it and let it go, but hear it and accept it and let it grow within them. Father, I pray today that souls will be reached, people will be changed, people will be set free, people will be made whole in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory and honor through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So
Before we go to that song, because I know that we have a couple minutes, I really like something you said in that prayer, Pastor Jim. Hear and accept. Hear and accept. You know, and I think if the listeners really, really, really hear and listen in their spirit, just listen, and just listen and accept, as you said in the prayer, that they can have all that's offered in
exactly
the Word, that they can have that.
But that's a big part of it. It's not just hearing, and you know, we're kind of referencing the parable of the sower and the seed, you know, because if you just hear it, it just falls by the wayside and the birds come and pick it up, you know, like the sower and the seed throws it off by the road, the birds are going to eat it. So it needs to, the word needs to fall on good ground, and that requires having an open and a heart after God, and a heart seeking God to open up the word to you. Because, you know, I grew up in church. I mean, literally, you know, I went to church every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I never, you know, it didn't make a difference for a long time until I really knew Jesus and knew the moving of the Holy Spirit. I heard Bible read every mm-hmm. Sunday, and it didn't make a difference at that point because I wasn't receiving it. You know, I'd hear it, but I didn't accept it. So it couldn't work in my life.
And I was the type that would receive it exceedingly happy to have it, and there it is in the Word, and I wouldn't continue walking in that. I would let the things and the cares of the world or my own neglect just kind of come in the way and not move forward in what I was receiving, because I went to church every Sunday too.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, that's that extra step.
Yes.
Not only do you hear it and accept it, you have to walk in it.
Right.
And if you don't walk in it, you lose it, basically.
And walking in it means just continuing to believe and pray and read the Word and, you know, study the Word and live by the Word. Live what the Word tells you to do.
Exactly.
And grow in the Word. Grow, you know, as you listen to the Lord, as you pray, spend time in prayer, and as you read the Word and study the Word, and you go to church or you listen to this radio show, however you do it, you could grow in the Lord by, you know, listening mm-hmm. to that and moving forward in that.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to start off with the song Agnus Dei by Third Day. This is a little more rockier than the
Norm.
Than the Michael W. Smith version. This is a little more rockier. So, but I thought, ooh, what a nice way to wake people up on a Sunday afternoon.
There you go.
Thank you.
I love that song. I love that version.
That's a good song.
That is a good song, and that's a kind of a nice rocking version. Maybe next time we do that song at church, we'll use this version.
There you go. I think that's a good deal.
And I'll bet you have a poem for us now.
I have a poem. Yes. It's entitled, I Am Here. I will reign in your life, precious child. Allow me to do a mighty work in your life. I will direct you in all that you are to do. I will help you through your trying strife. I am your mighty God who loves you so much. I will work all things together for your good. Look to me, walk in me, do what I say. Always do as you know you should. I love you with an everlasting love. I am holding you during this time. I love you so very much, precious one. I will always help you as I am so kind. It was interesting, as I'm looking down this poem, it says, I will, I will, I will, I am, I will, I love, I will. And that's what he you know, I've not recalled ever him inspiring one like that. And just so the listeners know, this is not a planned thing, you know, not at all. I mean, you know, he just inspires poems usually during the songs and sometimes other times, and they're inspired by God, and we just move forward. But it's nothing planned. It's from God, hot off the press, as Pastor would say.
Yeah, believe me, it's not planned. Nan didn't even know what we were going to talk about till what, 3 hours ago?
Yeah, something like that. And then I got busy with everything, and you know, yeah. Kind of.
Well, I mean, and I praise God that He moves in that way. I mean, that's a blessing. Definitely a blessing. So I want to just kind of recap what we talked about Friday night at church, because that's kind of going to be our launching pad for today, is what kind of where we were at last week. So, or where we were at last Friday, I mean. So we talked about Galatians. We were in Galatians chapter 5. That's in, of course, the New Testament, in between 2 Corinthians and Ephesians. And we were in Galatians 5. We started with verse 16, which says, Paul's writing, he says, I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the desire, the lust of the flesh. So, okay, we all know that is not an easy thing to do. And remember, just when we started, I said, kind of going to talk about two different Greek words for the word walk. And this one, as Pastor would say, is peripateto. not quite it. It's actually peripateto. And it just means in your walking around, okay? In your life. You know, your just the way that you walk around, your general everyday what you do. It says to do that in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And Paul goes on to say, there's a battle going on, okay? The flesh, our fleshly nature, everything we inherited in Adam fights against the Spirit. And that should come as no surprise, actually.
You know, I always come up with stories, but it reminds me of things, metaphors. There's a situation in my office. This lady, it's just a ridiculous situation, getting ready to try to take an intermittent FMLA type of situation. Don't really think she needs it. Playing a little game. She's probably going to get it. But tomorrow's a non-student, non-teacher day at my school. But I'm a 12-month employee, so I work.
I bet you still have to go
in. There's three secretaries at work, and one of us always takes comp day that day. So the other one is taking the day. And I said, you know, I bet I have this funny feeling she's going to take the day, which normally I could care less, except it's going to impact me because I've got to do payroll for over 200 people tomorrow by noon. And I started working on Friday. Yeah, so if she doesn't come to help as people come in, it could impact that. And I started getting really stressed about that. I'm like, so wait a minute. God doesn't want me to be stressed about this. And I'm ready to light into her, and I knew exactly what I was going to say to her if she doesn't. And the Lord checked me, stopped me in my spirit and said, okay, now is that walking as a Christ-like person? It goes right along with this about walking. It's a war that goes on spiritually and flesh. Nan, as a person, really wants to blast her if she does that. And I kind of like supervise in the situation. So, but yet God said, no, don't. Mm-hmm. Leave it alone. Don't go there. Even if she does it, don't say anything. Just be quiet. So there's a constant war even going on. It doesn't matter how long you've been serving God. That war is there.
And it will, you're absolutely right, it will continue to go on. And I like this, it says, you know, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and they're contrary to one another. I like that. Well, I grew up in Central Indiana, and when you were contrary, it just meant you were against. You were just wanting to do everything wrong.
That's the way it is.
Don't be contrary.
Georgia too.
Okay, don't be contrary. I remember having that told to me.
Uh-oh. But were you contrary?
I was contrary at times.
Pastor Jim, I'm surprised at you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a contrary streak. Just ask my sister who was visiting this weekend. But, you know, they set themselves against each other. And I like what Paul says here, so that you do not do the things you wish. And he's talking about our spirit man, mm-hmm. our spirit person inside of us, our renewed spirit. You know, who's that innermost part of us. That's the part of us that always wants to be obedient. And yet, you know, we tend to walk by our senses. If I'm hungry, if I hurt, you get grumpy. You know, you tend to get a little on the grumpy side. You get, and then again, our emotions play into mm-hmm. it. If we get our feelings hurt, if we feel offended, if we feel like somebody has done us wrong, then we want to take offense at that.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just like you did, you know, you praise God, you listened to God. God mm-hmm. spoke and you listened and you obeyed. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's talking about here. By walking in the Spirit is when God speaks, you hear it and you walk in it. You do what God has told you to do. You walk around in it, to mm-hmm. use this particular word. Because, you know, Paul says, if you're led by the Spirit in Galatians 5:18, you're not under the law. And we spend a lot of time talking about this on Friday night. So many people misinterpret that to mean I don't have to worry about the law. And that's not what this is saying. What Paul's saying here is if you're led by the Spirit, you don't have to worry about being legalistic, because it's the legalistic person, and I know, listeners, I've been there, maybe some of you have been there too, we try and please God by our good works. And, you know, one of the first scriptures I memorized after I got saved was in Isaiah, all our righteousness is as filthy rags, mm-hmm. in Isaiah, I think, 64. And yet, I didn't get that down inside of me because I still wanted to try and make myself good in God's eyes. You know, I would try my best to do my best, and what happened is I'd become legalistic. And that can look really ugly at times. First of all, if you're legalistic, you're never going to feel that you're up to God's standards. That there's just something wrong with you because I keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. So you think God doesn't love you, or maybe he doesn't love you as much as he loves Nan, because, you know, Nan walks in the Spirit all the time. So I'm sure he loves Nan more than he loves me. I mean, people think that way. Mm-hmm. I thought that way for a long time, that God didn't like me as much because I just couldn't meet up to his standards.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I can't. But that's the praise of it, because he provided that in Jesus. In Jesus, the standard is already met. So I don't have to live a legalistic lifestyle. Yes, the law of God is now on my heart. You know, the Lord promised that in Jeremiah. Under the new covenant, he'd write the law on our hearts. So we're not, in a sense, free from obeying the law. But we need to understand our righteousness no longer depends on the law. And that's what Paul was talking about here. And think of the Pharisees. You know, when Jesus, who did he confront most often? It wasn't the sinners. It was the Pharisees, mm-hmm. the ones who thought themselves righteous before God. And that's kind of the other trap the people can get into. And it's very self-deceiving, because if I remember what one of the, you know, that parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. You know, the Pharisees prayed to himself, it says, which is kind of funny, because this prayer got no further than his nose. And he said, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like other people. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on everything I get. I'm certainly glad I'm not like the tax collector.
Wasn't he in the temple when he did that?
Oh, absolutely. Because
so he's basically putting on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen people not do that, but I've seen people put on the show in church. You know, it's sad when people do that.
Exactly. And it was the tax collector who said, God, be merciful to me, sinner that I am. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, okay, which one of these, he asked the disciples, which one of these two do you think went away justified in God's eyes?
Mm-hmm.
It was the tax collector, the mm-hmm. sinner who went away because he humbled himself. He depended on God for his righteousness. And that's what Paul's saying here, that if we're led by the Spirit, if we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, we don't have to worry about the legalistic part because that'll happen. We will just by nature begin to do the things of the law. And, you know, the law, Jesus said, you know, what's the greatest, Jesus was questioned, what's the greatest commandment of the law? He said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And most people stop there, but Jesus said, on these two depend all the rest of the law and the prophets. Everything else written in the Old Testament depended on those two. To love God and love your neighbor.
I want to say something kind of along the lines of that. You said, love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, some people don't love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they would, as we said earlier in the show, you know, get in the Word, read the Word, realize who they are in God, they can begin to love themselves. God loves them. He gave His Son for them, for each of us. So He really loves us, you know, likes hanging out with us, you know, and
I like that. He likes hanging out.
I like hanging out with us, you know.
I like hanging out with him, too.
I do, too. He's pretty cool. Let's explain that, hanging out. You could probably give a better definition than I.
Well, you think of hanging out with your peeps, you mm-hmm. know, and, you know, you're just hanging out, having a good time talking, sharing, mm-hmm. Fellowshipping, and that's what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, He's high and holy and lifted up, and we need to have a respect, a reverence
right.
for Him.
Yes, exactly.
But He also, amazingly, wants to just hang out with us. I mean, as we worship Him and as we praise Him, He hangs out with us. And He's inside of us. If you're a believer in Jesus, God, Jesus is inside of you. You mm-hmm. don't get much closer than that.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking... I was raised in the denomination I was raised in. I don't want to name it, but I don't recall hearing a lot of practical stuff shared about how He's with me all the time. It was like you would go to church and He would move, as what they say, mightily, and people would raise their hands and clap their hands, you know, just clap. So whatever happened, and great sermon, and there wasn't a lot of practical stuff that went along that I can carry Him with me throughout all the. You know, throughout my days, mm-hmm. throughout my week, you know, it's like you talk about hanging out with your peeps. You know, I like to hang out with peeps on the weekend, but it's nice also to see them sometimes. Like we have to see them during the week, mm-hmm. you know, and different stuff. That's the way it is with God, you know, all the time.
Well, I think that's true because we think of sometimes we just hang out with God on Sundays or whenever mm-hmm. we have a church, you know, whenever you have your church service and kind of put Him away the rest of the week.
Right.
And that's not what He wants.
No.
You know, in the Psalms, David, in Psalm 119, David said, 7 times a day I'm going to praise you. I mean, all day, all throughout the day, every day I'm going to praise you. When David set up the tabernacle for worship, he had the Levites singing praises 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, continually praising God. And that's the kind of fellowship that He wants with us. And like it says here, be led of the Spirit, that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Because that way you're not thinking that I have to prove myself to God. Mm-hmm. Believe me, listeners, He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows you inside and out. He knows all the good. He knows all the bad. He knows what a stinker you can be.
He knows you can be contrary.
And
like
He
you
knows
were.
You can be contrary. And He still loves you.
Yes.
That's the good news right there. that God loves you. It doesn't matter who you are, what you did, what you didn't do. Jesus went to the cross for mm-hmm. all of that. He went to the cross for all that so that he could enter into a relationship with you and change you. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of too many people that would want to stay where they're at. I mean, if I'm caught up in something negative, be it physical, emotional, whatever, most people want out of a lot of the situations they're in. Well, God is the way to do that. God wants to get you out. God wants to set you free. God wants to deliver you. God wants to save you. God wants to heal you. He wants to make you whole, body, soul, and spirit. And that's it. And it just, you know, just come to him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how bad you think you were. Because, you know, Paul himself says, I was the worst of sinners. I persecuted the church. I was there when Stephen was killed. I had a hand in it. You know, Stephen was a martyr. He was a preacher, and they killed him for that. And Saul, or later the Apostle Paul, was there. And he said, this is a trustworthy saying, that Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. You know? And yet, he knew he was saved. But he knew where he knew where he'd come from. He knew how God had changed him.
That change in our life is so important. You know, you accept Jesus as your Savior, and we've talked on the radio show about this before, that we're all at different levels in that relationship with him. Mm-hmm. You know. You know, you start out kind of excitedly, and yes, I've got Jesus as my Savior. It's kind of like in a romantic, to compare it metaphorically, of course, in a romantic relationship where a young lady meets a young man, falls madly in love, all that intensity of time together. And as time goes on, they can choose whether they want to continue to nurture that or just move forward, you know, drudgery day in, day out, just get accustomed to, you know, not keep that fresh excitement. And as a Christian, I know for myself that I would start out, as I shared earlier in the show, I would start out, you know, all excited and Jesus my Savior and things are great and life is grand, and then you kind of get caught up with the life issues that you deal with, and you kind of don't spend that time, as we've already referenced, in the Word, praying, spending time with God. You don't spend that time, and it just kind of grows cold. Mm-hmm. You know, until the next time I would go to a great revival at church, and I would get Christ all of my everything going great. And I did that a lot. Yeah, I know you've shared how at Bible camp, yep, during the summer, every summer you would.
Church camp every summer. You know, we'd have our Thursday night revival meeting, and I got saved about 10 times.
Exactly.
But I go back to church, and there was never any teaching to help me to follow right. up on it. So I never, I mean, I believe I was saved all that time, right. but I just didn't know it, didn't walk in it, right. like we've talked about before. Instead, I thought, going back to that verse, mm-hmm. that I had to prove myself to right. God, because I knew how ugly I was on the inside. Mm. And, you know, and some of our listeners, you know, y'all may be thinking that, yeah, I'm pretty ugly on the inside, too. You know, you can dress up, you know, the old saying is you can dress up a pig, but it's still a pig.
Right.
And that's kind of how I felt for a long, long time, even after I realized what it meant to be saved. Because I did have, Nan, you'd mentioned it before, a very negative self-image about myself. Just some things I really didn't like about myself. To use pastor's term, I felt that I was less than. And because of that, I felt that I had to work my way into God's presence. And, you know, if any of our listeners, if you're kind of there, that's, I know it's a horrible place to mm-hmm. be, because you're, obviously you're never going to be good enough for God. But as Nan said, that's why he gave us Jesus.
Right.
because Jesus took our place. And Jesus, the sinless Lamb of God, took all your sins, all your ugliness, everything you inherited from Adam, took it to the cross. And it there, and he just nailed it there. It's there. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul writes that, you know, we're reconciled to God, which means God himself, he says, reconciled us through Jesus to himself. God, it's God from beginning to end. All we have to do is say yes. And by that word reconciliation, it just means we've become friends. Mm-hmm. There's no, he's not holding anything against us anymore. And what a wonderful thing.
We're talking about walking today in the Lord and, you know, and spending in how, you know, spending time during the day. You know, I know I went through a little period here a while back that I would take my lunchtime, actually kind of like would eat at break, and then shortly thereafter actually go ahead and officially take lunch, and I would go to my car and crank up my car and have my air conditioner running because it's hot here if you don't have your air conditioner running in the car, mm-hmm. and just spend time with the Lord, you know, and that was real, and I need to resume doing that, but it's just, actually, I haven't been taking lunch for a while because we're so busy. But so, I take a walk anymore just to walk around. But you know, it's just to spend that time, you know, to dedicate. Well, like that, you know, I made reference to being over at a little restaurant that's right here across the parking lot here, and that was time I spent with the Lord. They were playing live music and it was great, but I mean, God gave me several poems there. I mean, I was spending time, and you can spend time with the Lord at different places. So as you walk in the Lord, as we're talking about, he can help you fine-tune and realize, because there's people listening who have small children, who have a husband, who maintain a house, who maybe work and maintain a house. And their time is so crunched already with everything they have to do to sustain life, which is what you need to do, that they have to be creative and carve out that time. So as they're walking in the Lord, and then he will help you figure out how to carve out a little bit of time here or there. And he recognizes, you know, you have someone who doesn't have any children, has no spouse, has only themselves, has their job. They can spend a lot more time. You know, God, I feel, looks at the intent of the heart. You know, and the intent of that mother with the small children, or the single mom with small children who may be listening, they have the desire to do that, but their life circumstances doesn't necessarily afford them 2 hours at a shot to go do something like it does the person who doesn't have any children or no spouse. But he will honor that.
In a lot of cases, it's more quality of time than quantity. You know, I'd rather spend 5 minutes of quality time with Jesus than read, you know, the book of Isaiah just to read it.
Right.
You know, is that kind of thing. And I remember what Pastor said, be creative in things like this.
Right.
Remember what Pastor said she used to do was she had set up, and I think of that episode of, there's an episode of I Love Lucy where Ricky basically does the same thing so he can read the paper while he's vacuuming. But Pastor set it up so she could have her Bible attached to her vacuum, remember?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she would go through and read the Psalms as she was vacuuming.
Exactly.
Because she had three small children at that time. So I mean, be creative with that. Sure, you may not be able to actually get away, but there are ways maybe to combine it with your housework.
Right.
Whatever works.
Exactly.
You know? If you do a lot of driving for your job, either, you know, get the Bible on CD or on MP3, teachings like that. I mean, you can flood yourself with the Word in any number of ways. You can do things like that a whole lot of ways.
I live in Clearwater and I work in Tampa, and God has provided me with a beautiful route to go, and I get to go across the Courtney Campbell Causeway, and it's about, I don't know, 9 miles, 10 miles, something like that, and see the water on both sides. It's so nice. But I spend 45 minutes traveling. So I spend at least an hour and a half every day in my car. that I bought some Joyce Meyer CDs.
Our engineer is nodding his head. He knows what that's like.
Do you go to State Road 60?
I do. I take Courtney Campbell almost every day to Tampa, and it's like 26 minutes over if there's no traffic. If there's traffic, then it is 45 minutes, but it's absolutely beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
And the thing is, when you look outside and you're looking at traffic, you take for granted the niceness of the beach and the water. So it's beautiful. It really is.
Let me ask you one question. Have you ever seen the birds when they get themselves a fish and they go flying over?
Yeah, the pelicans that go down.
Isn't that cool?
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes, very cool.
And that was not sponsored by the Florida Tourism Bureau. But it is a great place to be. But that's so true. However, whatever works.
Right.
Where you can set some time aside to be with God, that's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Morning, noon, night, whenever. Just the point is, you know, even if, like I said, if it's 5 minutes. One of the devotionals that I was reading today, talks about just resting in God's presence before he falls asleep. You know, that's not the only time, of course, but
right.
during the day, but just making sure that just before you go to sleep, you know, just... Mm-hmm. Me personally, there's a lot of times I'll lay in bed and I'll just pray in the spirit for a while, you know, because that kind of sets the tone for my sleeping, which is a good thing. So
very good thing.
So Paul goes on to say here, and I'm going to skip just a little bit ahead, talks about the works of the flesh, all that nasty little list. Then he talks about the fruit of the spirit. So, you know, there's the works of the flesh. And there's the fruit of the Spirit. And one point that we definitely brought out on Friday was fruit takes a while to grow. You don't just plant a peach tree or an apple tree and 3 months later get apples off of it. Sometimes it takes a few years for that to happen, for that fruit to actually be able even come out. And then for you actually to be able to get some ripe fruit. So that was one of the points we made. None of these fruit, unlike the gifts of the Spirit, which are kind of like firecrackers, they kind of explode onto the scene. The fruit has to develop, okay? It takes a while for the fruit to develop. And then he says that in verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And Just before we go to our next song, I just want to leave you with this. That's a completely different Greek word. It means something completely expanded, and it's different than the word we talked about earlier. And actually, it fits right in with this next song, We Will Embrace by Daryl Evans, one of my favorites.
One of your favorites.
Mm-hmm. It's nice that you're moving among the earth, Lord, and we say we're with you. We're going to embrace what you're doing, Lord. Leave us behind. We're with you, Lord. We're with you. Behold, our God is gracious. He's moving among the nations. Life for Jesus and proving he reigns. His spirit is tearing down walls built on the pride of men. To those who've rejected him, he's reaching his hand out again. Of heaven, oh, we'll soon overtake the earth.
preparing a feast. The Spirit and bride say come, calling out to the least. And filling our lampstands with oil, and he is restored.
Okay, that was another rockin' song. So, we do that one at church.
I was gonna say I love when we do that one at church.
I know, me too.
Love that one.
Me too. Nan, you got a poem?
I do. It's called "Embrace." No doubt, embrace my move. Embrace the move that I'm doing. I'm doing a wonderful thing, work in the land. Go ahead, embrace what I'm doing. Come along, reach out, take my hand. It's your decision this very day. Will you embrace the move that I'm doing? I am showing myself off to so many so that they see and are believing. I'm preparing for all of my children. Go ahead, embrace what I'm doing for you. Child, you will be so changed by my blessings. I love you, and I'm always here for you. You know, we were talking about embrace his move. You know, singing about it and the poem about it, you know, it's like we just need to really, his move is the things he's doing in our lives. You know, I mean, the blessings that he gives us, that is part of the move that he's doing.
Amen. And that fits so well with that second word we were going to talk about for walk. Most versions translate it walk. I think the New International Version says if we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And that word really means, it's talking about military marchers. Like, you know, we've all seen pictures or movies of, like, soldiers. And, you know, how they march in unison. They follow the person at the front. They keep in step. They don't run ahead. They don't lag behind. They don't go wandering off to the side. But keep in step. It means to be march in military order. So if we live by the Spirit, if we're going to walk around in the Spirit, we also have to keep in step with the Spirit, which embracing God's move. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and that requires some pretty specific steps. You know, how are you going to know how to keep in step with the Spirit unless you listen for the Spirit's leading? And some of the things that, you know, one of the things, well, I think what the biggest thing is the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And that's so important. We've talked about it so many times on past shows, and I'm not going to belabor that point, but, you know, there, believe me, you can go back in our archives. There's plenty of radio shows on the baptism in the Holy Spirit, but that's a distinct action of God in your life where He basically waterlogs you. That's the literal meaning of that word, to baptize. Mm. He waterlogs you in the Holy Spirit. It's not, and it's not that you get more of the Spirit, because you got all the Spirit you're ever going to get.
Mm.
You know, when you got saved, the Holy Spirit came to live inside of you. And that, you know, you got all the Holy Spirit you're going to ever get. The point is, He gets more of you. In the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's a surrender to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gets hold of more of you. And that's that process of living and walking day by day, letting the Spirit have a little more control. Because, you know, we mentioned before, works of the flesh, walking in the fruit of the Spirit. I mean, you know, which, and that's a daily, that's mm-hmm. a daily thing where we walk that out. We surrender daily to God, and we walk a little bit more closely with the Spirit.
Well, you know, you compared it to, and said the meaning of it was, you know, like military, walking military. And it's a long story that I won't tell, but bottom line, you probably remember, it was probably about 3 or 4 years ago, the Lord laid on my heart to get dog tags. And I have dog tags. It says several things on it. Part of what it says is a warrior of the Lord. And I wear them all the time. I mean, I never take them off. I wear them all the time. And they're, for me, a constant reminder that I'm a warrior, a soldier. You know, and there's been times that I didn't feel like one. And He would say, remember, you're a soldier. Remember that. And, you know, you were talking about walking daily and recognizing that daily. And, I mean, that is with me all the time. I remember it on a very regular basis throughout the day because I wear dog tags for 3 or 4 years now, you know, that say that. But, I mean, we need to be mindful of, you know,
well, and
doing, recognizing daily what's going on.
Exactly, because as we do that on a day-to-day basis, because there's, you know, I mentioned the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then there's being filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to spend some time talking about that, obviously, in our second hour, because they're two different things completely. And you know, they're both, the baptism is like that one-time event, but being filled with the Spirit is an ongoing, mm-hmm. very ongoing. And it's mm-hmm. very important that we do that. And that we know, you know, what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? How are some ways maybe that I can mm-hmm. do that? Because it's so important that we keep in step with the Spirit. That Scripture is full of examples of people who either lagged behind. I can think of Peter a number of times. Peter mm-hmm. lagged behind the Spirit. People wandered off from the Spirit. Samson is a good mm-hmm. example of that.
Mm, yeah.
And then some people ran ahead of the Spirit, kind of got ahead of them. I would think of like Simon the Magician, mm. who tended to run ahead of the Spirit. And, you know, that, but God, Paul says, keep in step, keep in step. And it's because that way, obviously, you're following God mm. and you're organized. That just came to me. You know, mm. a lot of times God uses a lot of metaphors in Scripture about the church. We're whole, you know, we're stones being built upon one another. Well, what does that do? If you got a pile of stones, you've not got much. But if you've got stones being connected to each other, mm-hmm. you're built into a building, it's strong, the walls will last. You know, that's an important concept. Same thing with marching. If you're marching in military order, and I'm sure Paul had in mind probably the Roman legions. You know, they would march, and they were feared. Those Roman legions were feared around the world because they were so precise. They walked in such precision. Mm-hmm. They could, and they followed so well their mm-hmm. commanding officer. They knew what was expected of them, and they would do it without a moment's hesitation. And that's why Rome became, you know, the ruler of the known world at that mm-hmm. time. Mm. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I like that. So I just want to take a few minutes before station identification to, first of all, say, yay, heard from Cindy. She's going to be joining us at 4 o'clock.
All
so
right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yay, Cindy.
Cindy. Well, Cindy had a busy weekend, too, apparently. She was watching the grandkids.
Ah.
So we've all been there, done that, yeah. Know what that's like. So it's been a pretty busy weekend, but praise God we're here, and Cindy's going to be here.
And is so important to us. We enjoy doing this. Mm. We enjoy the Lord moving in people's lives and changing their lives, which is why, you know, I mean, on my calendar it says radio show 3 to 5, you know.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, but it is, and it's an honor. And it's an honor to be able to share the gospel with mm-hmm. who knows how many people.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, I'd be willing to share the gospel with one person.
Right.
But we don't know how many people actually listen to the show. Mm-hmm. But it would be great to find out. So if you could all come to our Beacon of Hope page on Facebook and like it, that would give us a great idea of how many sure. people are actually listening to the show. You can find us on Facebook at Beacon of Hope Ministries. Just look for the little lighthouse with the rainbow around the top. That would be us. Just type in Beacon of Hope Ministries. Look for the lighthouse. And come and like our web or our Facebook page. We also have a web page, bohmglobal.com. If you want to know more about us, that's a great place to start. There's a little audio message, actually audio and video message mm-hmm. from Pastor Marcia on the home page. And talks all about our services and our beliefs and all the different ministries we have. And, of course, one of which would be the radio.
Yes.
And so we have our, you know, our radio. We have this program on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
We also have on Thursdays our Go Yard program with mm-hmm. Mama Mac and Dr. Angel,
mm-hmm.
which starts right after the news at 6 o'clock. So it's like 6:06 to 7. And those are also picked up now by the Starcom Network, and they're played too many times to mention. So you can check it out on Star.
Praise God for that.
Amen. Yeah, on the Starcom Network across the world, which mm-hmm. is just an amazing thing. And, of course, we're on live mm-hmm. on WTAN, TAN Talk 1340. We're also online, as I can see myself.
Yep. There you are.
There I am.
See you.
On TANTalk1340.com. Hello. So, you know, and again, I mentioned it before. We've all of our programs back, I don't know, for years. There's hundreds of programs, I think, on mm-hmm. on the, you know, on the website saved. So that's a great thing. If you get up in the middle of the night, can't sleep. And I'm not saying that our radio shows will put you to sleep, but that'd be a great thing to listen to in the middle of the night, you know, and they all have titles, so you can kind of mm-hmm. pick, kind of see what interests you from that. So, we've got that now. Most importantly, though, we meet at 6:30 every Friday at the Ramada Inn at 3580 Olmerton Road. We actually get together about 6. We have prayer,
mm-hmm.
and we read out of the Prayers That Avail Much book. We take prayer requests, praise reports,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to talk a little bit more about the prayer ministry after station identification, but yeah. We are firm believers in prayer.
Oh, most definitely.
And it's very, the service then starts at 6:30. We have praise and worship. We have interactive Bible study. So please, you know, and people like Nan bring their supper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nan's rushing across the Courtney Campbell Causeway so to get to church. And so she will bring, and sometimes I do too, you know, bring something to eat. So it's pretty casual, but mm-hmm. bring your Bible, certainly.
Yes. Notebook, pen.
Notebook, pen. If you don't have a Bible, we got a few hanging around.
If you don't have a journal, we have those.
We have a few hanging around. Yeah, you don't have paper, pen, we got those. But it is, because it's very interactive. It's very back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's question and answer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a great time in the Word.
It is.
And you know, a lot of the songs that we sing, you hear on this radio program.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it's kind of getting an idea of our worship service. So it's a great time. The service starts at 6:30 at the Ramada Inn on 3580 Olmerton Road in Clearwater, just off the Howard Franklin Bridge, off 275. Very convenient, not too far from US 19, so it's a wonderful thing. So I think we will go to station ID. I surprised our poor engineer. I'm just jumping all over
one
here. So.
One more minute.